We're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 19. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, and then to all the apostles, and last of all, He appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that He raised Christ from the dead, but He did not raise Him if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是徒然相信，他已持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照着圣经所说，第三天复活，并且显给几法看，然后又显给十二使徒看，最后一次显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却有些已经睡了，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同会到产期而生的人一样，我原是使徒中最小的一个，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的，我比众信徒额外的劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。不欺是我，是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也知道此信了。既传基督是从死里复活，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若是基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，并且明显我们是神作为见证，结为见证，因我们见证神是叫基督复活，若使人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。 因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活。基督若没有复活，你们的信是徒然的，你们仍在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就是算比众人更可怜。
有没有人能用科学证明耶稣复活？
Can anyone scientifically prove that Jesus was resurrected?
那我表示怀疑。
I doubt it.
有没有人能够详细的解释耶稣从死里复活是如何具体操作的？
And can anyone explain the mechanism of how exactly Jesus rose from the dead?
那我表示怀疑。
I doubt it.
除了基督教，有没有听说过其他的宗教紧紧地抓住一个神或者是一个人的复活？
Apart from Christianity, do you know any other religion that clings to the resurrection of a god or a man?
我表示怀疑。
I doubt it.
那我们为什么还要认真严肃对待耶稣的复活？
Then why do we take Jesus' resurrection so seriously?
那我们为什么今天和全世界的基督徒一起在庆祝？
Why do we come to celebrate it today, together with Christians all over the world?
那作为基督徒，我们相信一系列的真理。
As Christians, we believe in a series of fundamental truths.
我们相信上帝创造宇宙。
We believe in God, the creator of heaven and earth.
我们相信上帝的儿子耶稣道成肉身。
We believe in the virgin birth of Jesus, the Son of God.
我们相信罪得赦免。
We believe in the forgiveness of sins.
我们相信天国将要再来。
We believe in the coming of the kingdom of God.
那我们当然还相信耶稣的死。
And of course, we believe in the death of Jesus.
但是联系这一些真理的枢纽，事实上如果没有这个枢纽，所有的这些真理只是一些散落的零件而已，那么这个就是复活。
But the hinge that connects all of these truths together, and in fact the one thing without which all these truths would only be a series of random parts that hardly make any sense, is the resurrection.
很多人认为复活用科学很难证明，那么逻辑上也很难理解。
Many people think that scientifically resurrection is unconvincing. Logically, it's hard to understand.
毕竟有谁见过一个人从死里面活过来？
After all, who has ever seen a resurrected man?
那么很多人相信耶稣为我们死了，那么难道这还不够吗？
A lot of people believe that Jesus died for us. Isn't that enough?
那为什么还要说复活？
Why the resurrection?
公元一世纪哥林多的教会就有这个问题。
The first century church in Corinth had this problem.
保罗在耶稣升天后大约三十年建立的教会，那么 按这个会里面，教会里面有很多人都见证过耶稣的复活，但是他们蔑视这个历史事实。
Paul planted the church there about 30 years after Jesus' ascension. And although many of those who had witnessed the resurrected Christ were still alive,There were many in Corinth who sneered at this historical fact.
他们把这个枢纽给扔了。
They threw away the hinge.
哥林多前书我们已经学了大约十个星期。
We have now been studying 1 Corinthians for over 10 weeks.
你可能还记得哥林多教会正在变成一个俱乐部。
And you may remember that the Corinthian church was turning into a social club.
正在逐渐失去对社会的影响。
It was losing its influence on the society.
当基督徒对社会不产生正面影响，那么他们就是失去味道的盐和藏起来的灯。
When Christians cannot be positive influences on others, they become like salt that loses its saltiness, or light that is hidden.
那说明他们的信仰还不够完善。
This meant there was something incomplete about their faith.
说保罗发现在背后问题的关键之一就是他们不相信耶稣的复活。
And as Paul discovered, it was their disbelief in Jesus' resurrection that was one of the key issues behind this problem.
那如果我们不相信或者不理解耶稣的复活，我们怎么能有正面的能量去为耶稣而活？
If we do not believe or understand Jesus' resurrection, where will we find the energy to live for Jesus?
那如果他还是个死的，我们是为谁而活？
And if he's still dead, who are we living for?
那我们听听保罗是怎么说的。
Let's hear what Paul says.
保罗首先在第一到第八节提醒哥林多的基督徒，说基督徒之所以存在， 都是因为保罗所传的福音。
First of all, Paul reminds the Corinthian Christians in verses 1 to 8 that they owe their entire existence as believers to the gospel that Paul has preached to them.
这个福音的核心就是基督的复活。
And this gospel's central affirmation was Christ's resurrection.
没有复活，其他信什么都是白搭。
Without the resurrection, all other beliefs are in vain.
比方说哈，说尽管上帝是创造宇宙万物的，如果他连自己的儿子命都救不了，那有什么意思呢？
For example, although God might be creator of heaven and earth, if he can't even save his own son's life, what's the point?
耶稣道成肉身来到我们当中，只是为了死一下子，那有什么意思呢？
And what would be the point of sending Jesus to us through a virgin birth, if all he did was die?
而且我们怎么能够确定我们的罪能够得到赦免，如果耶稣死了没有复活？
And how can we be sure that our sins have been forgiven if Jesus died without resurrection?
将来的天国谁在里面掌权，如果耶稣还在坟墓里面？
Indeed, who would be the ruler of the kingdom of God if Jesus was still in the grave?
所以你看到了吧，复活是所有真理的枢纽。
You see, the resurrection is the hingeon which all these truths turn.
如果你对复活还存在意义的话，你得记着旧约的预言、门徒们的见证、官方的记录还有历史的研究，全部都证明耶稣的复活是真实的。
If you still have trouble with this idea of resurrection, well, remember this, the Old Testament prophecies, the witness of the disciples, the official records, and the historical research have all proved the factthat Jesus was raised from the dead.
然而关于耶稣复活可说的远不止这些。
But there's still more to be said about the resurrection of Jesus.
保罗在12到19节的论点可以归纳为两点。
Paul's arguments in verses 12 to 19 can be summarized in the following two statements.
第一，耶稣是人，我们也是。
First, Jesus is human, and we are also human.
第二，如果耶稣复活了，我们也会复活。
And two,If Jesus was resurrected, well, we can also be resurrected.
这就是为什么保罗在12到14节这个样子说，说既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
So that's why Paul asks in verses 12 to 14,How can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
保罗的意思是，如果我们的信仰没有枢纽，迟早所有的事情都会四分五裂。
Paul is saying that if our faith has no hinge, sooner or later the whole thing will fall apart.
头一个散架的就是我们所传讲的福音。
And the first thing that will fall apart is the very gospel that we have been proclaiming.
什么是福音？保罗在第三到第五节这样说，说第一，就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
What is the gospel? As Paul says in verses 3 to 5, Christ...died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
你看这个福音的关键就是复活。
You see, the turning point of the gospel is the resurrection.
你有没有注意到保罗在第十四节用了一个词叫枉然？
Did you also notice how in verse 14, Paul uses the word useless?
一个枉然的信仰是怎样的？
What is a useless faith?Like,
那一个枉然的福音是怎样的？
And what is a useless gospel like?
如果耶稣没有复活，我们的福音没有任何价值。
If Jesus was not resurrected, our gospel has no value.
那么福音的意思就是有福的声音嘛。
You know, the gospel means good news.
如果耶稣死了，埋在坟墓里面烂掉了，那么这算是什么有福气的声音？
If Jesus was put to death, buried in the tomb and rotted,would be good about that news.
那样的话，圣经只是告诉我们一个悲剧故事。
In that case, the Bible just tells us a tragic story.
那我们的宣教工作，我们为主的付出，我们教会的崇拜，都是建立在 一个悲剧的基础上。
Our missionary work, our labor for the Lord, and our church services would all be built on a tragedy.
那么第二个散架的是我们的传福音。
The second thing that will fall apart is our evangelism.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，福音不单是没有用处，而且是在撒谎。
If Jesus was not raised from the dead, the gospel would not only be useless, it would also be a lie.
这就是保罗在第十五节说的，我们为上帝做的假见证。
This is what Paul says in verse 15, that we would be found to be false witnesses about God.
那在旧约时代啊，做假见证是一个非常严重的罪。
Our faith would be a false witness, which of course was a very serious sin in the Old Testament times.
如果耶稣没有复活，而我们告诉别人另一套，或者更加严重的是告诉他们我们也会在将来复活，那么我们不单是在欺骗别人，我们也是在欺骗自己。
If Jesus was not resurrected, but we were telling others the exact opposite, or even worse, telling them that we will also be resurrected in the future, we would be cheating others and ourselves from reality.
第三个散架的是我们的信仰。
The third thing that will fall apart is our faith.
如果耶稣的复活不是一个历史事实，那十字架根本没有能力去拯救。
If Jesus' resurrection was not a historical fact, the death of Jesus on the cross would have no power to save us.
保罗在第十七节说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Paul says this in verse 17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins.
人类问题的最根本是死亡。
The fundamental problem of humankind is death.
你看创世纪第五章，那么这个是我们祖先的家谱。
Just look at Genesis 5. It's the genealogy of our ancestors.
这章读起来很无聊啊，但是它带给我们一个强烈的信息。
I know it's a boring page, but it brings forth a very strong message.
这一章里面所有的人都生儿育女，然后每个人都活了很多的年。
All the people that are recorded in Genesis 5 had sons and daughters. Each lived for a certain number of years.
然后就死了。
And then they died.
然后就死了。
And then they died.
然后就死了。
And then they died.
然后就死了这句话总结了我们整个人类的命运。
This phrase of four words, and then they died, summarizes the destiny of the whole human race.
你能怎么办？
What can you do about it?
因为我们的罪，我们背叛上帝，撒旦的控制，还有我们和上帝破坏的关系，我们都会死。
Because of sin, because of our rebellion against God and the control of the evil one and the broken relationship with God, we will all die.
保罗在罗马书六章二十三节说，罪的工价乃是死。
As Paul says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death.
当耶稣在十字架上，他拿走了我们的罪，打败了邪恶。
When Jesus died on the cross, he took away our sin and defeated the evil one.
如果他没有复活，就是他没有取得完全胜利。
If, however, he was not resurrected, it would mean that his victory was unfinished.
他死在我们的罪里面，被我们的罪压垮，他被死亡和邪恶打败。
That he died under the weight of our sins, that he was crushed by them, that he was conquered by death and evil.
他只是一个英雄，一个传奇，但是只是一个悲剧。
Sure, he may have been some sort of hero, a legend, but his story would still be a tragedy.
保罗在十五章五十五节说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？”As Paul says in verse 55, "Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O death, is your victory?"
如果耶稣没有复活，死亡仍然是有权势的。他的毒钩仍然在这里。
If Jesus was not resurrected, then death would still be victorious, and its sting would still be here.
非常有意思的是，全世界很多地方宣称发现早期的圣物。
It's interesting that thousands of relics associated with early Christians have been claimed throughout the world.
从钉耶稣的钉子到荆棘的冠冕，从施洗约翰的脑袋。到这个圣海绵，你们知道这个圣海绵是什么？就是耶稣被钉死的时候，这个兵丁用海绵不是蘸了醋 给他藏的 那块海绵、啊、他们找到了。
From holy nails that held Jesus' body to the crown of thorns on his head, from the head of St. John the Baptist, even to the holy sponge, the sponge that was dipped in vinegar and offered to Jesus to drink during the crucifixion.
两千年来人们用各种方法挖地三尺去找各种圣物，但是没有一片耶稣身体的残留被找到。
For 2,000 years, people have been searching everywhere for relics, real or fake. But you know, not even one piece of Jesus' bodily remains can be found.
欧洲有几个教堂宣称说保存耶稣这个生殖器前面这块皮啊，是他行割礼的时候留下来的，但是跟他的死亡没有任何关系。
There are a number of churches in Europe which claim to have possessed the foreskin from Jesus' circumcision, but that has nothing to do with his death.
耶稣死后一定是复活了，才能带给我们永恒的生命。
The dead Jesus had to be resurrected in order to give us new life.
如果没有这个新生命，保罗在十八节所说的，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
Without this new life, Paul says in verse 18, those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost.
我们现在请你想象一下，我说今天下午这个新闻上说，说考古学家。在某个地方发现是耶稣的骨头，那么你猜会发生什么？
Please stretch your imagination a little bit with us this afternoon. Imagine that you heard on the news that archaeologists had dug up a piece of Jesus' bone. Well, guess what would happen?
你会发现明天啊，下个星期一，全世界所有的教堂关门大吉。
You would find that by tomorrow, all the churches in the world would be closed.
那么你还记不记得受难日那天啊？巴特问我们说要不要悔改转向上帝。
Do you remember that on Good Friday, Bart asked us whether or not we would repent and turn back to God?
如果耶稣没有从死里复活啊，我们就得告诉他免开尊口了。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we'd have to tell Bart to stop asking us that question.
如果耶稣没有给我们新的生命，我们拿什么转向上帝？
If Jesus has not given us a new life, how can we turn to God?
然而事实是耶稣已经复活了。
But the fact is, Jesus was raised from the dead.
死亡的冠冕被拿下，邪恶的观念被打碎。
The power of death has been taken away. The crown of evil has been smashed.
今天我们仍然能够看到死亡、邪恶，但是他们的命运已定，耶稣已经坐在宝座上了。
Yes, today we still see death and evil.But their destiny is sealed because Jesus is now sitting on the throne.
如果耶稣没有复活，还有一样东西会散架，那就是我们的希望。
If Jesus was not resurrected, there's still one more thing that will fall apart, and that is our hope.
保罗在十九节说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
As Paul says in verse 19, if only for this life we have hope in Christ.We are of all people most to be pitied.
如果耶稣没有复活，上帝的创造永远不是完美的。
If Jesus was not raised from the dead, God's creation will never be perfected.
永远有瑕疵。
It will always have a flaw.
永远是一个破碎的产品。
It will always be a broken picture.
永远也不会有新天新地。
There will never be a new heaven or a new earth.
当然如果没有耶稣的复活，那仍然你可以相信他是一个英雄，仍然你可以有一点点的希望。
Of course, without Jesus' resurrection, you can still believe in him as a hero, and you can have some sort of hope that keeps you going.
然后到最后你会发现你的信仰是废物，你的盼望也是虚空。
However, in the end, you will find that your belief is futile and your hope is empty.
我们每个星期天早上啊，过来奉献，我们侍奉，我们做宣教的工作，我们培训，我们读圣经，学习圣经。如果我们把这些时间和精力也花在做生意上面啊，我们早就成功，早就发达了。
We come here every Sunday morning. We give our offertory. We serve. We do missionary work. We do training. We do our Bible studies. If we had spent that much energy and time on running a business, we would be all very successful and even rich.
但如果我们放弃一切去跟随耶稣，最后唯一的结果就是和耶稣同死，那我们是不是比众人更可怜？
But if we give up everything to follow Jesus, and the only result is that we die with Jesus, Aren't we of all people most to be pitied?
所以说弟兄姐妹们，耶稣的复活是我们基督教的根基。
Friends, Jesus' resurrection is the foundation of Christianity.
是连接一切的枢纽。
It is the hinge that everything hangs on.
因为他的复活，我们得以重生，我们现在有新的生命。
Because of his resurrection, we are born again and now have new lives.
在他复活的大能里面，我们可以做盐做光，我们的福音才有意义。
And in the power of his resurrection, we can be salt and light, and our gospel has meaning.
因为复活的鞭策，我们基督徒的生命有希望，有喜乐和平安。
Spurred on by the resurrection, our Christian lives have hope and joy and peace.
所以今天让我们一起庆祝他的复活，他会再来，我们会和他同复活。
So today, let us celebrate his resurrection.Knowing that when he comes again, we too will be raised with him.
以圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义。
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.